This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is again calling Russia's Vladimir Putin a war criminal who should stand trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian officials say hundreds of civilian bodies have been found in Kyiv suburbs once held by Russian troops, including Bucha.
What's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Though Russia is denying the allegations of atrocities, the president calls Putin brutal.
We have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
And says he will seek more sanctions against Moscow. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also said Monday Biden will consult allies to ensure Russia and President Putin pay the price for war crimes being committed. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Sullivan said he had yet to see evidence that Russian atrocity had risen to the level of genocide.
We have seen atrocities. We have seen war crimes. We have not yet seen a level of systematic deprivation of life of the Ukrainian people to rise to the level of genocide.
Asked whether the killings in Bucha could be on Putin's orders or by Russian forces acting alone, Sullivan said that even before the invasion, Washington had warned Russia was intending as, quote, a matter of policy in this war to kill dissidents and to impose a reign of terror across occupied territories in Ukraine.
That is what we are seeing play out. So no, we do not believe that this is just a random accident or the rogue act of a particular individual. We believe that this was part of the plan.
Find more on our website, voanews.com.